So thrilled to introduce that I'm joined in the studio by Monocle Band right now. Welcome.
Hi, Riley.
Hello.
Hi. So, would you guys like to start off with a few tunes?
Would love to.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Ready? A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
bottles empty. He dipped me I then kissed him, oh, as sweet as honey. No time for second guessing, feet just on the ground. Reflection is flittering, a lovely, lovely sound, lovely sound. A shooting star beauty burning to its death. One moment illumination, then remnant wish, remnant wish. A hard house, I, the vine, climbed up on him. The leaves, they yellow, browned, and reddened into the ground, into the ground, into the ground.
Sure. one more?
Again, thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Monocle live in the studio on KGNU Boulder, Denver. It's a real treat to be here in person, so I hope you are enjoying being tuned in online.
Thanks so much, Riley Ann. And thanks for listening, everybody at home, in your car, wherever you may be. We love KGNU, and we're so happy to be playing here again. Woo-hoo. Playing a bunch of new music for you, and this one is a new one. This is called Grace. On the streets of cold Chicago, you were but a teen, living on your own, chasing that poet's dream. And in the nighttime, in the right light, you'd swear something was dawning and pray that you'd remember in the morning. In the snowy waste of Leadville, you live like the miners did, to catalog the loneliness and record the hardship. And you inhaled tailings of poisonous stone, digging to find a tale of your own. And your eyes glow like dying twilight. Your eyes, a rain-soaked streetlights. Your eyes, the red of receding taillights. And where you gonna sleep tonight? Life flashes like a movie beyond the boxcar door. You lay back and light a cigarette if you can't find nothing more. And daydream, you're sleeping on the cutting room floor, shooting that American masterpiece of yours. And one day in Arkansas, your luck just ran away. You had one phone call, but not a word to say. Your family had abandoned any hope that you'd come back, and your gaze was fixed along that restless track. It would have made sense to go back home, to just turn tail and leave the road. But you and I, we both know that ain't your path to take. And your eyes, glow like dying twilight. Your eyes, a rain-soaked streetlights. Your eyes, the red of receding taillights. And where you gonna sleep tonight? And wry smile alight with mischief. You clutch your faded notepad like a book of secrets, and live your life to see those sights that others cannot glimpse, and bring the vision back to life in music. In the alleys of East Nashville or the hills of Caroline, starving yourself for days at a time, looking for the next line, martyring your heart for the grace that we call art, chasing dragons through the darkness for the next spark. And your eyes, glow like dying twilight. Your eyes, a rain-soaked streetlights. Your eyes, the red of receding taillights. Now where are you gonna sleep? Where are you gonna sleep? And where are you gonna sleep tonight? Your eyes glow like dying twilight. Your eyes, a rain-soaked streetlights. Your eyes, the red of receding taillights. And where are you gonna sleep? Where are you gonna sleep? And where are you gonna sleep tonight? Your eyes glow like dying twilights. Your eyes, a rain-soaked streetlights. Your eyes, the red of receding taillights. And where are you gonna sleep? Where are you gonna sleep? And where are you gonna sleep?
That was really great.
Thank you so much.
Yes, yeah, such a treat to have you guys in the studio today.
Thanks.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. So would you like to introduce the band?
Sure. I'm Monica Whittington, slash Labonte.
Monica got married not too long ago.
I did, and I have not changed my name yet. So anyway, that's probably erroneous information. I'm Monica. I play guitar and I sing.
My name's Bill Houston, along with Monica. I am one of the songwriters in the band. Monica and I write a lot of songs together, and we both play guitar and sing, obviously, as well. My name's Bill.
I'm Dave Wynan, I'm a bass player, and I do some backup vocals.
Okay, great. You guys have a really great chemistry together.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
So, Monica and Bill, I understand you've been playing for quite a while together. Mm-hmm. What was the beginning of that musical relationship, and how has that sort of evolved?
I would say it's evolved quite a bit. Yeah. We were just joking how when we first started getting together and writing music, it was the wee hours of the morning. We're drinking certain drinks.
Cream sherry.
And now we get together at like 8 in the morning and drink coffee and have our songwriting session. So I would say we've grown up. Maybe.
Getting there.
Yeah. But Bill and I have mutual friends that kind of just said, hey, you know, we have this friend that plays music and you guys should get together. And we got employed to play a wedding together a long time ago.
Mm-hmm, by some good friends. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was sort of the very beginning. And then we just had these long songwriting sessions where we just get together and hang out for hours.
Yeah, I think it was almost 6 years ago now, which is kind of crazy. But I think that wedding was in 2010, and then in the summer, and then that fall, we started writing songs and hanging out a lot and drinking whiskey and writing songs.
And now we drink coffee.
Yeah, now like 50 songs later, we're drinking coffee and writing songs on mornings, Friday mornings.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, you said that you're playing almost exclusively new tunes this evening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you have currently one album out.
Yes.
What can people expect to be the same on the next album? And what also feels like the next plateau for Monocle?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the songwriting sensibility is largely the same, but we're exploring a little bit more. The second song we played, Heart House, the one where I was playing electric guitar, that's actually on our first record. And that kind of sound, I think we're moving a little bit more in that direction. You know, when Monica and I started playing, we played duo a lot, and we played like a lot of Gillian Welch tunes, and we're kind of coming from this like folk and quasi bluegrass background, and that's still a big part of what we do, but I think we're branching out a little bit more electric, a little less of the pure bluegrass rhythm that you would hear on the first record.
We're kind of spacing out a little more.
A little bit, especially tonight. You know, we're here playing trio tonight, which is not how we do most of our shows, which is really fun for us, but it sort of lends itself to a different vibe than we often play. You know, some of the songs on the new record are probably a couple years old now, and we just haven't recorded them. So it's a pretty continuous process with the new record. But we're getting a little bit more exploratory and playing with some different textures and some different feels. And I don't know, just like in the last 6 months, Monica and I have started writing together a lot, which has always worked really well. And it's a sort of very open process in a lot of ways. Like, we're not like trying to write, like, we're going to write like a bluegrass song or a folk song. We kind of play around with a lot of different elements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So aside from the pot of coffee, what does a typical songwriting session kind of look like?
Well, about 10 minutes of, you know, pure nonsense.
Yeah, we'd make fun of each other for the first couple minutes, at least.
It's like a warm-up regime.
I'll speak to this for a second. The next song we're going to play is a pretty cool example, actually, because Monica came with this song, like the basic chords and like the basic rhythm of the song and like a bunch of lyrics. And then together, that one came together actually really fast, in like an hour, I think.
Yeah, we worked on it one morning, and I think it was kind of complete.
Yeah, and we came up with a bunch of other parts and took it to some different places and wrote some different lyrics and changed some of the lyrical themes and stuff. And I don't know, it's not always easy to do that with two people, to like actually exchange ideas and not get annoyed with each other or defensive or something. And not that we never get that way, but it works pretty well most of the time.
Yeah, it's almost like we compare notes. Like, we bring, you know, we have our phones and we have voice memos on the phone, or like note, like handwritten notes or something.
We call them nubbins.
Yeah, nubbins. Yes, we have a name for it. and so we bring our nubbins and we put them on the table, and we just kind of see what we can play with, what's fun, what sticks, and what really comes together.
Yeah. And that's one example. You know, sometimes Monica will come in with a song that's like completely done, or I'll come in with a song that's completely done. And
yeah.
We're like, oh, well, great, let's play this one. We'll add some harmonies, whatever. Good. It's ready to go. And sometimes we have like very amorphous ideas that kind of take shape together, which is really fun.
Yeah. And Dave jumps in on our rehearsals and our practices, and we get to throw him into the fire, and he does great.
That's Dave Winan, our bassist, for those of you keeping score at home.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part, when I get to try and figure things out.
Totally.
We're like, Dave, find this obscure harmony in between us.
Yeah. The money notes.
The money notes, yeah. There we go. But it's so fun, because it's become like, with us three, it's definitely a collaborative process, and it's so rewarding, and it's just so much fun. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing this tune.
Great.
Now that we kind of know the origin.
Awesome. Yeah, so this one is one that we kind of co-wrote. Monica wrote a lot of it, and then I helped out with some parts of it. And this one's brand new. It's called Clear Mud. We're tuning so you all at home can really enjoy it.
Searching more like yearning for a brighter day. For
clear mind.
That was Clear Mud, a brand new song. And Monica and I wrote that one together. And we're going to play another one. This is another example of our songwriting process, Riley. This is a song that I wrote. And this happens to me a lot. As soon as I wrote this song, I'm like, ooh, I really hear Monica's voice on this particular song. Which is really fun for me as a writer. It's like an instrument that I get to play with a little bit.
Super fun for me as a singer. Yeah. I think it's every singer's dream to have songs handed to them to sing. It's pretty awesome.
This is a story song called On the Banks of the Stream.
We'll raise again. The girl is an orphan on the banks of the stream.
We're so happy to be here on KGNU. Thanks for listening, everybody out there in Radio Land. I'm sure you're all very well aware of this, but this radio station is an asset to this community, and we're so happy to be part of it tonight. We are the Monocle Band, coming to you live from the Cabaret Show.
That's right.
Another tune?
Yeah.
You want to just do the clearing at this point?
Sure. Can we do a...
We're going to play a long one, folks.
Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Monica's going to get on the piano for you guys.
Awesome. So, true confession, when I saw you guys at Boulder Creek Fest last weekend, when I heard you do that tune, I really thought that was a Gillian Welch cover.
Oh, so, cool.
I'm so glad that you guys wrote that. I'm looking forward to getting an album when it comes out.
We consider that very high praise. Thank you.
Yes.
No, just being honest here. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to having that one.
Thanks. Well, we're looking forward to getting a new album out. It's funny, you know, we released the first one, the only one to date, in 2013. And we probably have like 30 new songs since then. So it's overdue.
Couple albums,
but we're going to have, a couple albums worth for sure. We're going to have some good ones to pick from, though. So that'll be really fun.
Yeah. And I love the diversity. You know, Clear Mud strikes me. There's like a little Nina Simone in there with a little, you know, Delta Mississippi Blues or something.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I'm really enjoying the diversity of what you guys are doing.
Awesome. Thanks.
I'm curious, you know, someone was asking me like, oh, what's a band like? I was like, well, I don't know. They're kind of bluegrassy, but folky. But I mean, how would you guys describe your branding right now?
You know, it's such a tough question.
We've called it indie folk.
Indie folk.
I don't even know what that means, to be honest.
Indie Americana. I think we have business cards that actually say Indie Americana.
I think we fit.
It's big business these days, Indie Americana.
Yeah, well, and like so many bands, I feel like there's a lot of blending of genres and a lot of pulling inspirations from different places and different bands, and it's definitely a mishmash.
Yeah, and we're part of the bluegrass community for sure. All those bands are really good friends, and I host some bluegrass picks, and we're just part of that scene. But like, as you can tell, we're certainly not a pure bluegrass band. Like, some of our friends can really play the heck out of bluegrass. Like friends like the Rail Splitters or a new band called Mason Town, we're really good friends with. We're not like a pure bluegrass band like that, but we do come from that place. I generally tell people we're Americana, which is such a lame name. I don't know. What do you think we should call it?
I'll think about that and get back to you. But
it's hard.
And that's why I said, you know, bluegrassy, but I don't know a bluegrass band that has a pedal board like you do.
Yeah, well, this next song is going to be piano, upright bass, and electric guitar, and it's like 10 minutes long, so...
I can't wait.
It's anti-bluegrass.
It's your protest bluegrass song.
Yeah,
and this one's fun for us. You know, it's really fun to be here playing new songs, but this one we've only played once before. We played a trio gig a couple weeks ago, and so this one's like really fun for us to stretch out and explore some new space on.
Cool. And what's this one called?
This one's called The Clearing. So those of you at home are going to take you to a little place called The Clearing. Come along with us. Thank you.
shattered and felt like rain. In an unknown tongue, we sang of old bones and intoned the prayers of yesterday. Faceless, we're not shapeless, we're not ageless. One day I'll know your name. We're not pictures, we're not scripture. We are witness, we're here, we're floating in space. Sometimes I feel like the sky might envelop my dreams. Sometimes I see
can't conceive.
That was really incredible.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you guys really paint a musical landscape with that.
Yeah, that was the idea.
Totally.
I'm glad you think so.
Yeah. So I'm curious, how did you feel writing that? Because it seems like such a foreign territory to how you typically approach your songs.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that song, I mean, I didn't write it, but I sing it. And what's that band that you really love that's like super kind of out there?
Man,
Youth Lagoon?
There's so many out there bands.
Isn't Youth Lagoon? I mean, it reminds me of like a...
Yeah.
Maybe not.
You know, I'm a big fan of like Bill Frisell. He kind of paints like a musical guitar landscape that song kind of channels. You know, I don't know. As we were getting at earlier, we listen to so much different music, and you know, one thing that's really cool about this band is like we're not trying to be like we're a country band or we're a bluegrass band or we only play blues or whatever. We're pretty open to a whole bunch of different stuff, and that's the first song that Monica's ever played piano on in this band as well, which is really fun. And I don't know, we just said, heck, let's do something different. Yeah, this is a very different song from what we usually write.
Well, and it sort of harkens back to Heart House in a way,
yep,
in my mind, because Heart House we wrote with a lot of space. I mean, I'm playing the same chord the entire time, and so the dynamics come from allowing space and playing around with the sonic space and the textures, and mm-hmm, I think that is a fun space to be in.
Yeah, and it's again, a really fun aspect of this band. You know, for example, Dave, our bass player, has a really deep background in jazz music. And Monica, our namesake, Monica grew up singing choral music, and I kind of come from some weird hodgepodge of jazz and rock music and indie rock and who knows what else. Yeah. And this band's a really fun platform for all those things. Like we've never said, oh, you know, that's not really our sound. We're like willing to do anything that we feel like would be cool.
Yeah. And I feel like now that we've been playing for a while, the people who know our songs and who buy our music and enjoy our music and come to our shows, they also enjoy those kind of spacey songs, mm-hmm, which is great because I feel like it's really well received, which means we get to keep making that kind of music, which is really great.
But we also love playing bluegrass festivals, you know, we're kind of like all over the map.
Yeah, totally.
So
we're unconfined.
Yeah.
Sounds liberating.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun for sure.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, for people who are interested in keeping up with your current and future recordings and to see where you're playing next, where is the best place to find out that information?
We have a website, monocleband.com.
It gets spelled wrong so often. It's monocleband.com.
Yeah, monocle I'm putting band. Up I'm ringing my fingers around my eye right now like a monocle. That's oh yeah, that's right.
It
course.
Looks great though.
Thank you. It was a really good monocle. But yeah, monocleband.com. We're also on Facebook.
Facebook is good. Yeah.
You can give us a like. That would be awesome.
Yep. We have a newsletter. If you go to monocleband.com, you can sign up for our newsletter. We'll send you some emails here and there. Yeah, those are probably the two primary outlets. And
yeah.
I'll tell you about a few gigs we have coming up.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let's see here. On the 24th of June, we're playing at the Cherry Creek Inn down in Denver. That'll be good fun. On the 7th of July, we're at the Jamestown Mercantile. If anybody out there listening has not been to the Jamestown Mercantile, just go there sometime because it's so awesome.
It is
such
awesome.
A cool place.
It's an experience.
Yeah, it's like a front range mountain classic. I mean, it's so cool. July 9th, we're at Oscar Blues and Lions. July 14th, we're at a cool old bar in Golden called the Columbine, which is like a 100-year-old bar that they're just starting to have music and kind of trying to revive the place. I'll just give you a couple more. 13th of August, we're at the Stage Stop, another mountain classic. If you haven't gone to the Stage Stop in Rollinsville, it's so fun up there. And then Spirit Hound Distillery, August 20th, August 26th, Stem Ciders in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm looking at my calendar and skipping over like the 12 weddings that we're playing in the meantime.
Yeah.
Sorry, radio listeners, we can't invite you to the weddings unless you're already going. And you might be. In that case, we'll see you there.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you have more tunes for us?
Sure. How much? We got one more, maybe? Two more?
Yeah, one or two.
Okay. Great.
Bill's busted out the electric.
Yeah, you want to do Sad Eye Girl?
I do.
Okay,
I'd love
great.
To do that one.
Yeah, sure. Here's a tune called Sad Eyed Girl. She's the sad-eyed one. I feel her pulse as I walk through the door. She speaks with the devil's tongue. She breathes like fire and shines like gold. I've known her since I was young, the daughter of no one's son. She combs the sky for oxygen and holds her breath when she finds none. I don't doubt she will come. I don't doubt her devotion. I don't doubt she will hold my love. I don't doubt her at all. Like ink on the page, her face is drawn. She holds my frustration and tends the seeds of days forgone. Myth of creation, I catch my breath when I feel her come. She sweeps the stars for salvation and rests her head when nighttime's done. I don't doubt she will come. I don't doubt her devotion. She will hold my love. I don't doubt she will come. I don't doubt her devotion. I don't doubt she'll share my name and hers.
Actually had a listener message us, and she was wondering, she's really enjoying the show, and she's wondering who your inspiration is and who you really listen to. So if you each want to share a little bit about that. I know you talked about your backgrounds in general.
Yeah,
totally.
That's a really good question.
Well, Gillian Welch, when we started out, we listened to a lot of Gillian Welch David Rollins.
I still listen to a lot of her.
Totally. You were backstage with her once and you got like pretty nervous, didn't you?
Are you a fangirl?
Oh my gosh. I was like shaking. I could have cried and peed my pants at the same time. But what I did, what I should have done.
We're on air right now.
I know, I'm sorry. No, what I should have done is like calmly walked up to her and said hello, but instead I was like shaking in my boots and ran the other direction. So
if
it was counterproductive.
If you cried and peed your pants, it could have been a good story. She might have remembered you.
Maybe the next time I run into her.
You know, I really am a big fan of Sturgill Simpson right now. I know he's getting a lot of play. Modern psychedelic country is what I would call what he does. It's really cool. You know, it's weird. To speak for myself, I love Yola Tango. I'm just going to name some random names. Thelonious Monk.
Yeah.
The Grateful Dead. Ryan Adams. I don't know. Dave, what are you listening to lately?
Well, a little bit of Grateful Dead. I listen to a lot of Tim Buckley from the 60s, yeah. 70s, and mm-hmm. a lot of the bass lines are kind of inspired by that, and a lot of jazz stuff, Jaco Pastorius and Weather Report, and actually Jeff Buckley is one of my favorite people right now.
Absolutely.
Guitar playing.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Great.
Pretty big hodgepodge of American music, yeah. I would say, you know?
I grew up with, like, Rolling Stones, Beatles,
right.
Carole King. My mom plays piano and sings, and I have her voice in my head pretty much all the time. Mm-hmm. Bonnie Raitt, Ella Fitzgerald.
I've been listening to Tom Petty lately, Graham Parsons.
Classics, man.
Yeah, classics. A really cool band called Mutual Benefit. If ever, no one's heard of them, they're playing Larimer Lounge soon, I think. Kind of spacey indie pop music.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
So that was like, what, 30 influences?
That was a good.
Right.
You know, and also our friends, you know, here in Colorado, we have some friends who play amazing music, like David and Enyan Tiller of Tarka, and our friend Bonnie Sims and her band Bonnie and the Clydes, and there's so many. Could talk all night about that.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Cindy, for your question, and thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver. This is the Cabaret Program, and the time is now 8 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Un, dos, tres, y en dos.